You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.
This is New Hampshire Now, 1-9-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by Parker Education. This segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, air conditioning needs. I encourage you to experience the paradigm shift by checking out ParadigmPH.com. Joining us right now from the road is Steve Labby. He's the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and he's doing some training today. And where would you do training other than Foxwoods Resort Casino, right, Steve?
Super excited. I'm with my team, and we're going to go and learn all about Mitsubishi and Bryant.
And slot really machines and craps tables. And
well, you know what? We might venture there. I did bring a little spending cash.
It's awesome. Like, you know, it's interesting because you know, a lot of times conferences and such will they don't take place in Des Moines, Iowa. They take place in like Las Vegas or in you know, Florida. It's if you're going to have a conference, you might as well do it up, right? I mean, so if you're going to have a conference, you're going to learn some things, do some training. You know, you might as well do it at Foxwoods. But you know, just kidding aside, this is why these things, you know, take place. I mean, it's important for, you know, for memories and for, you know, individuals to get to know one another a little bit better and to have fun during the course of the process. Well, if you just go to a very mundane training facility in Raymond, New Hampshire, that's probably not going to be as much fun.
No, you're totally right. You know, it's about the experience. I remember the last training that I went to. I was in New York City, and they brought us to the top of the building for the view. And it's like, this was why they wanted to have it, their training facility in New York City, because you could see Times Square. So it was really, you know, about the experience, like you said, you know, they wanted to give us a good time.
Yeah, and very often, too, in your industry and in others, these, whether it's a training or a conference, will be put on by a specific maker of a product. So there may be, you know, a specific heater or air conditioner or things of that nature where they want to bring you in. They kind of want to wine and dine you and teach you how to use this new piece of equipment or this new technology or this new unit. And that's a big part of your industry, no?
Yeah, no, 100%. And, you know, it's the camaraderie. And that's one of the things I absolutely love about plumbing, heating, air conditioning is that, you know, through the vendors and through these processes, like I'm taking a mini vacation with my guys right now. Like this is I'm working, you know, like this is my job. So you go, wow, this is phenomenal. So you get these experiences and then you're training at the same time. So this industry, and we talk about it, Chris, a lot, it's like got a lot to offer an individual for personal growth and experience. I mean, you know, I've been down to Cancun in training, you know, I've been to Miami. You know, these training facilities that you go to, it's work and pleasure, and they're commingling, and that's a lot about how we are at Paradigm, is we are constantly trying to enjoy the day through, yeah, working hard, but also enjoying the people that we're with.
And there's definitely a camaraderie and commonality of understanding within your industry as well, because, you know, really the only people that understand what you're talking about, what you go through, are individuals that are also in the industry. I mean, we could go out for a drink, you could talk to me about it, you could talk to your wife about it, and sooner or later our eyes are going to glaze over because we'd have no idea what you're talking about. But when you go to talk to, you know, same thing with me, like if I talk about the intricacies of, you know, journalism or how the radio station works or whatever, people are like interested at first, and the more you talk, the less they listen. And, but when you go out with, you know, people who understand the way that you know, your industry works, there is something that's different that can't be achieved you know, at home or by talking with your friends from high school or college. So that's important too, because it's not like every day you're going to see folks from your industry outside of, you know, the people that you work with. So it gives you a chance to meet new people too, who may have similar personalities but also have a similar commonality, because I think that's really important for people, no matter what their industry is that, you know, there's only a certain amount of understanding that occurs from individuals who are not in that particular work environment or in that particular industry. So that's really important to connect with folks outside of your office. And that's one of the big parts of these types of things.
Yeah, and you get to meet the factory rep. So they're there for times when you might be stuck on a boiler or an air conditioning unit. You get their phone number, their contact. You know, they remember you from the trip. They want to help. They want you to, you know, to get, you know, whatever information that you need. They want to get you up and running. And that's one of the nice things about it. You go away and you meet these people that are from, you know, not in your area, too. They're more receptive to helping you, too, because some people do feel, you know, there's a competition thing. I mean, you know how I am. You know, I'm not at all. You know, I'm not. I want competitors. You know, not competition. But it's fun to be in an area where some of those people do fear about their secrets to the industry, but they'll share them with you because they're doing plumbing, heating, air conditioning, Connecticut or Rhode Island or New York. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a good point. And there's always. Yeah, I think there's something really good about competition, but we're all also kind of in this together, and there's things that can be shared, there's relationships that can be formed, there's always, you know, some skepticism about working with another business, and you know, the information that they're giving you, or if they've figured out a way to, you know, consolidate their work time and things of that nature, then, you know, they're going to be pretty hesitant to give you that type of information. I'm curious, you know, as we talk with Steve Labby, the owner of Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, this hour of the program is presented by Parker Education, this segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. What have you seen as being the major, you know, advancements within your industry over the last couple of years? We've talked a lot about how you're using technology to minimize the amount of visits that you have to make to homes at times, and taking folks through you know, what they can do to stopgap some of their problems. And we're seeing, you know, telemedicine and other areas utilize you know, technology more and more in order to try to help people and also alleviate you know, visits and things of that nature as well. Has that been the biggest area, or have there been other big areas of development within the industry?
Well, I think some of, like, these mini splits with heat pump, I mean, there used to be just air conditioning. Now they're air conditioning and heating, you know, so the technology's gotten better so that they're actually working in our region because it's so cold here. And then there's ways to connect it, like with Zoom Lock. And Zoom Lock is a way of putting the line sets together, so that's new. And, you know, no different than when I explained to you about ProPress and MegaPress and all these different ways of joining pipes together, where what you're doing is you're eliminating the solder, and you get to make the connection more with a tool and a machine and a gasketing setting than you know, having an open flame. It's not as dangerous. The success ratio on the fitting is, I mean, you're probably looking at 95%. The thing about these new ways of joining pipes is that you don't have to have fire watches in some of the malls. You have to have somebody actually stand watch and make sure that you don't have a problem. So it's pretty interesting that the industry is evolving.
And that's been, you know, one of the things we have seen, obviously, and takes place through the course of time, is evolution in particular industries. How has it made your job easier, or has the advent of technology made your job, you know, more difficult, or has it changed some of the aspects of it?
I mean, it's made it easier for sure, you know. And the only thing I always try to keep in the forefront is that there's still the pride. I mean, the word plumber is about keeping things plumb and straight. You know, if you have these ways of joining pipes and running pipes, and you don't take the pride and you don't understand the word plumbing, then you're going to see sloppy work. I mean, you can make text look really nice. You can make your line sets look really nice. It's all about that pride, and we're doing our best as leaders in the industry to teach our apprentices that, you know, because they do have, you know, in their midst a way of putting up pipes and fittings that's so easy that you might neglect the actual pride of the way it looks for speed. And, you know, we only get 24 hours in a day, and it's all about time. So people are, you have to be cognizant of that and keep the pride in the industry, and you don't want to be looking and go, boy, look at this, it looks like a bunch of spaghetti.
Right, you're right. And a lot of times, you know, particularly when you're in competition, that's the easiest thing to do is to, if you see that opportunity, you want to be, you know, and you want to be like, oh, that's not the way our company does it. And you see like that company's like, yeah, I don't know about them. And I think that that's a lot of times it is a, you know, a deterrent to the overall health of the institution. And I think we see that a lot of times outside of, you know, your industry per se, where, you know, in politics is obviously the greatest example of it at all. I mean, you tear down your opponent, you try to win elections by being, you know, the individual that is, you know, the least worst, and then you wonder why everybody hates politicians. Instead of, you know, building up your opponent and building up the institution and being like, well, you know, I really like Tom, but I'm a better choice. Instead, it's like Tom is the worst person on earth. He's corrupt. He is radical. He's an extremist. And he's a horrible human being. I'm a little better.
You're bringing up a really important subject that really resonates in me. And I get really fired up about this because it's all about relationships. And, you know, I was just talking to my team that I was networking with Joyce Plumbing and Heating, or Joyce Heating and Cooling. And they, you know, they're in a B&I group, and so we're doing one-to-ones to see how we can help each other. And they're more localized, too. So now you're talking about another company, Comfort Matters. This guy just started in business, so I networked with him and trying to help him in his business. This is very, very important to me, to mentor and coach these other companies, too, because then you're causing the matter. You're looking at something way greater than, hey, guess what? We're competition. You know, you want all the business down in Nashua, or you want all the business in Pembroke. It's not about that. It's about getting these other companies to become good leaders in the industry. And as a whole, it's going to help everyone.
No, I mean, it's a really good point. And, you know, mentoring and helping other individuals is so important. And if you have something to offer, you probably should offer it. And I think that, you know, a lot of times individuals in my industry or others, they want to teach. Like if they have had great opportunity, they want to bestow that opportunity onto others and some of the knowledge that they have come across so that perhaps people won't make the same mistakes. And as you referenced, there is always some, particularly if you're a business owner, there is always some trepidation about crossover and about, you know, what if I make this other company too good? But I think with success also comes the opportunity to give out information. I mean, what is the you know, the end game to being the richest or the, I mean, if you have something to give and you have been successful and you've seen success and your family is set, I don't understand the greed that occurs a lot of times. That's basically what it is, where individuals don't want to help other people or other businesses because, you know, they are, I don't know if they're fearful or what happens, but the greed just kind of takes over.
They're in a scarcity mentality, you know. They're not in the
right
mentality. And the thing is when you come from an abundance mentality, you don't even know where it's going to help you. You know, while I was networking with, you know, Joyce Heating and Cooling, we were talking about all kinds of neat things, and you don't know what in that conversation is going to affect the whole entire world. And I do say world. It's a really big concept, and it's very hard for individuals to wrap their head around. But when you just lead with your heart, and you do the right thing, and you help and serve, everything takes care of itself. You know, no one can take advantage of you. You are 100% in charge of you, and you're giving to the universe, the world, on a whole, and each individual interaction that you have, I mean, there's, you just have to trust. And that's the problem. You know, the other thing is fear. That doesn't have trust in it. You know, competition, that doesn't have love in it. You know, it's all these other things, you know, that pop up that, you know, make up the fabric of your life. You're either fearful or you're leading with your heart, you know, and you know how we are, you know,
yep.
Chris, you're very passionate about what you do, and so am I, and you know, you let the rest take care of itself. You can't understand everything that's going on, but you know that, I mean, I'm 51 years old, I've got no regrets at this point, you know, so that's part of how I understand it even better, because I have some years under my belt of doing this way of life, and it's working for me. I feel very successful, and it's not all about the money. It's about, you know, the relationships that I've built and the people that I have around me and my family, and you know how it is.
Well, Steve, I do know how it is, and I appreciate joining us for the show, and have fun down at Foxwoods. You know, don't spend all your time at doing work stuff, Steve. Make sure that you get a little fun involved there too. If you've had an event, make sure you venture a little bit off of the conference and into perhaps the casino area and enjoy yourself. All right,
buddy. Thank you.
All right, that is Steve Labby from Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, joining us here on Hampshire Now on 914-15 NHTalkRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the program presented by Parker Education, and that segment of the show presented by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We shall come back with more after this.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.